This is Morning Air.
This is about educating a people that for 40 years haven't been given the full truth. It's time now to speak the truth.
When you do things to the best of your ability, keeping Jesus number one and doing everything you possibly can for His glory, that's a winner.
You are called to make the light of Christ shine brightly in the world.
Bringing the light of Christ to start your day.
This is Morning Air with John Morales on Relevant Radio.
It's Friday, May 20th. Good morning and welcome back to hour number two of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverance. Thanks so much for joining us across America on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's always a great joy to be with you. Now, today, the Catholic Church is celebrating the memorial of St. Bernardine of Siena, the Franciscan known as the Apostle of Italy. During the 15th century, he used his gift of preaching to revive the country's lukewarm Catholic faith. He also spread devotion to the holy name of Jesus. I just want to take a brief moment to wish my mother, Margarita, a very happy 94th birthday. Mima, as her grandchildren call her, we love you. And of course, on Fridays, we always remember the Sacred Heart of Jesus, as well as the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. As you probably noticed, this week we've been celebrating the Memorare, a prayer that has been a compass for great saints. It's short and reliable. It's a powerful prayer. In fact, we pray it every single day here at Relevant Radio, and you have heard it especially during our pledge drives. It's a prayer that upholds some very bold promises. Never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection was left unaided. Learn much more about the Memorare prayer. Get Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky's new book, The Memorare Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and the world. It's 100% free at relevantradio.com. Do it this morning. In fact, Father Rocky's going to be with us a little bit later in the show at the bottom of the hour. I want to bring in my colleague, Glenn Leverance. Glenn, what are some of the big stories in the news this hour?
Well, John, I think one of the biggest stories is your mother's birthday. So we thought we'd add a little accordion celebration to her big day.
Oh, my. Thank you so much, Glenn. That is, wow. I hope she's listening. I hope she's up bright and early. Either way, we'll go back to the podcast to make sure she can hear that little musical tribute. Thanks so much, Glenn.
Excellent. Other things going on in the news. Some good life news is the Oklahoma legislature has passed a very restrictive abortion law. This would outlaw abortion from conception all the way through, and it's enforced the same way that the Texas abortion law is, which had been after 6 weeks of pregnancy, but that individual citizens would kind of do the enforcement by suing an abortion provider. That could go into effect very soon as the governor makes that signing under an emergency measure. It'll go into effect immediately and start saving lives very soon here in Oklahoma, John.
Well, Glenn, it's astonishing what a difference a state makes. What a difference it makes to live in Oklahoma versus California, Illinois, or New York.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, looking to an end to Roe v. Wade, possibly as soon as the end of June here, it'll vary state by state around the country, and that fight will continue in those states where abortion will still be legal. So lots of work yet to be done, but anytime the process is disrupted, lives are saved, John.
And baby formula continues to be in the news with this shortage, as so many mothers across our country looking to feed their babies. I understand that help is on the way.
Yeah, the administration kind of springing to action after about 40% of the U.S. baby formula supply had been interrupted by the shutdown of a plant in Michigan. That's looking to reopen very soon. In the meantime, it's called Operation Fly Formula. We'll be flying in formula from some other countries, and that first shipment comes in from Switzerland today. That'll be headed to Indiana to get things started, John.
And speaking of flying, President Biden has flown to South Korea and landed. It's his first trip to Asia. What's the latest?
Meeting with the South Korean president today. Also on the itinerary, he will be stopping in Japan, India, and Australia to shore up U.S. ties in light of increasing power from China in that area. And could see a missile test, perhaps, by North Korea in the midst of all of that, not wanting to be left out of the world's attention, John.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn.
Hey, sure thing.
We begin every hour in prayer, always giving thanks to our blessed Lord for the many blessings that we receive, and we always ask through the intercession of the Mother of God, our blessed Mother Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and of Relevant Radio, pray for us. Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. Saint John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. And every morning we invoke the Holy Spirit when we pray, come Holy Spirit, come. Our power scripture from the playbook of life is from John 15:11. Jesus the Lord says, I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. Our Lord Jesus Christ promises that we can have His joy, the joy of God the Father's goodness. We receive this joy by keeping God's commandments as Jesus kept the Father's commandments. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to true happiness and true joy. It's been said that joy is the infallible sign of the presence of the Holy Spirit. So full of the fruit of joy, we can say that Jesus is Lord. And we always pray with great confidence, Jesus, I trust in you. Our number, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. Now, have you ever walked through something so difficult, so challenging, so terrifying that you've caught yourself asking to yourself, Jesus, where are you? Lord, I need your help. Sometimes we need Jesus and we need him the most. And it seems that at those times he appears to be absent. Why does this happen? Is there anything that we can do about it? Joining us now for much more perspective is longtime Morning Air contributor Gary Zimek, the best-selling author of Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times, to help us answer the question, Jesus, where are you? Gary is also a popular speaker and parish mission leader. You can sign up for his daily email reflections or arrange to bring him to your parish by visiting his website, followingthetruth.com. Good morning, Gary. We can keep saying Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us once again. It's always great to be with you.
John, thank you. And yes, Happy Easter. It's always a pleasure when I get to come and spend some time with you on the program.
Well, Gary, what does it mean when we can't sense that presence of Jesus? We know that Jesus said, I'll be with you always, but sometimes we don't feel that, especially when we're going through a tough, challenging time, going through one of those storms.
I'll tell you what, John. Boy, this is something that I encounter all the time, this lack of feeling. I don't feel the Lord's presence. To be honest with you, I think the one thing that we can conclude for certain when we don't feel the Lord's presence is just that we don't feel the Lord's presence. You know, other than that, we know he said he's always going to be with us. We know he said that we have examples through the scriptures and in the storms at sea where he's either sleeping in the boat or he's absent when the apostles are in the storm and he comes walking to them on the water. We know that he is always with us. We know that we can count on his help. We also know that he's in control. But sometimes, you know, I think he does this to help us grow in faith. He withdraws that feeling of his presence. And it's frustrating. I don't like it, but it's something we deal with all the time. But I don't think we want to jump to any conclusions when we don't feel his presence. Of course, it's always possible that maybe we've committed some mortal sin and there's some sense of the Lord's absence at that point in our lives, but that's a call for us to do something about it. But if that's not the case, we can just conclude that we don't feel his presence and just to move on, recognizing that sometimes that happens.
And Gary, as you were speaking, I had a flashback to Mother Teresa. I believe that for decades, Mother Teresa had a similar issue. There were times when she felt desolate. She felt like, you know, God had abandoned her. So if it can happen to a great, great saint like a Mother Teresa, and I know it's happened to other great saints in history, any one of us can have a temporary moment of not feeling the Lord's presence.
Exactly, and that's always such a helpful story when I can't imagine going through it for years like Mother Teresa did, but it helps me. And I went through a pretty rough stretch about a year ago, and I talked to my spiritual director about it, and he just assured me that this is part of the process. This is part of what it means to walk by faith. And I think sometimes the Lord wants to take away this feeling from us so that we are just not looking for good feelings. He wants us to encounter Him. He wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to walk by faith and not by sight or feeling. And I think we have a tendency as humans to just want those good feelings. I know I do, John, but I've learned that I don't panic anymore, that when the feeling of His presence is absent, when I'm not feeling Him, I know that He's still there. I know it by faith. And I also know that at some point in time, those feelings will return. So I just continue to move forward.
Gary, what do you think it really means to walk by faith and not by sight, as St. Paul exhorts us?
Oh, boy. You know, John, this is a constant struggle for me because I really depend on my senses, good feelings, my eyesight, if I can touch something. Basically, we're trained to do this for when we're very young. It means to trust by faith that the Lord is there, that the Lord is in control, and the Lord loves me no matter what I feel. And that's a challenge, but I've learned to force my way through it, to just plow through, even though I might not be feeling anything, because the Lord wants us to love Him and to follow Him and to know Him by faith. That's the way it works in this life.
In your recent book, Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times, you talk about a few situations. One that really comes to mind is the apostles in those rough waters in the boat, scared to death, being tossed about by the strong winds. Can you tell us what we can learn from that story?
I think the main thing we can learn, well, there's a couple of things. The main thing they had to learn, and one of the main things we can learn, is that we're not in control and that we need Jesus in our lives. And I think you have a group of, for the most part, seasoned fishermen who were pretty confident when they sailed out on the Sea of Galilee that they knew what they were doing. But they got this storm. They had this storm that came upon them, that scared them so much that they woke Jesus up. And they concluded that they are dying. This was too big for them, but they turned to Jesus. And I think without these storms in our lives, and I don't like them, believe me, I don't like the storms. I don't enjoy them. But without these storms, we never, especially somebody like me, we never learn to turn to the Lord for help. We kind of want to handle everything on our own, and we assume that we're in control. But when we're in the storm, when our back is against the wall, we recognize, hey, I can't do this. Ah, but somebody who loves me can. And that's when we turn to Jesus for help. And in the apostles' case, this storm that they encountered, this was early in their relationship with Him. He had to teach them how powerful He was, how much He cared about them, and that He was ultimately in control. And I really think that's a lesson that each of us has to learn that the Lord's in control, even if we don't feel Him, even if He appears to be sleeping. That's our call to wake Him up, to turn to Him and ask for help.
So I guess the question is, how should we respond when we experience that dryness, when we don't feel his presence, when we just feel like, Lord, where are you?
Right. It's tough, but here's what I believe, and this is what I've learned in my life. The tendency, and this has always been my tendency in the past, if I'm praying for something and I don't feel that the Lord's responding, I don't feel He's answering, in the past, I hate to admit it, but I would often stop praying. And I think a lot of people do that. You know, the conclusion is drawn that, well, what good is this doing? Really, He's not listening, or this doesn't matter, or I'll just go do something else or not handle it. But I think what it's important for us to do, and this is what I've learned and I try to put into practice, is when we don't feel His presence, when we're praying and praying and praying and not getting anything in return, when we're feeling nothing, is to keep going, to not stop praying. Because, John, you know the devil, he wants us to stop praying. And he's going to seize on this opportunity. If we start to question the presence of the Lord, the devil's going to whisper in our ear, come on, Gary, you're wasting your time. He's not really there. He's not going to help you. But we need to press on in faith and continue to pray. I almost want to say pretend if you have to. If you don't feel it, just go through the motions, believing by faith that he is there, because we know he's there. And just as a quick example, John, my wife's in the other room. She's taking a shower right now, getting ready. I can't feel her presence right now, but I know that she is in the other room. And I think that's the way it has to be with the Lord. That's why we're given the gift of faith, so that we can recognize his presence even when we don't feel him.
And in fact, the gift of faith, and it really is a gift, is something that our Lord Jesus emphasized many times as we read through the Gospels, the importance of faith. There were towns where he could even do miracles because of the lack of faith. Can you talk about that the importance of that ingredient, having real faith that allows us to trust that he is with us even if we don't feel it?
Yeah, I was amazed, John, when I read about the Lord's, the fact that he was amazed by his hometown's lack of faith and he couldn't do any miracles there. And that would always shake me up. And I'd think, well, sometimes when I'm praying, I'm still doubting. I'm still not 100% sure he can do this. I'm nervous. And then I'd start to get inside my head and panic, thinking that, oh, no, this prayer will never get answered because I'm scared. That means I have no faith. But in reality, this is what, and I want to put this out there just in case anybody else is going through this. The mere act of praying is an act of faith. So when I'm praying, no matter how I feel, I'm exercising my faith, and I'm displaying some sort of faith in the Lord and his ability to hear and answer my prayer. So I think that we shouldn't confuse anxiety or a lack of feeling with the fact that we have no faith. Because if we go to the Lord, if we are still saying our prayers, if we still say, I know he's with me, even if we don't feel anything, that is an exercise in faith. That doesn't mean that we don't have faith or our faith is lacking. And as you said, faith is a gift. We receive faith for the first time when we're baptized. And then that faith can grow by exercising it with and then the Lord will increase our faith that way. But we shouldn't confuse lack of feeling or anxiety with the fact that we have no faith. If you're praying, you have faith, and you're exercising it.
And praying can be something as simple as praying that short little prayer from the Divine Mercy Chaplet, Jesus, I trust in you. If we say it over and over and over, it will really make a difference.
It will, and you know, you and I talk about this a lot. I love that prayer. And you don't have to feel it to pray it, because trust is an act of faith. It's an act of confidence in the Lord. Jesus, I trust in you. I'm scared. I might have my doubts, but Jesus, I am choosing to trust in you. I love that prayer, John. It's effective, and it's something that I can memorize and repeat throughout the day whenever I'm starting to panic.
Gary, full disclosure here in our studio, we have this beautiful image of the Divine Mercy with that very prayer, Jesus, I trust in you, at the bottom. So it's a never-ending reminder. I say it at the top of every hour here on the show just to remind the folks of the importance of trusting in our Lord, because I think at the end of the day, that's really what it's all about.
You know, and as we're speaking, I'm looking at the image, too, because it faces my desk, and I say it, too. And every time I hear you say that, or every time I hear anybody else saying it, and what's really good is I'm hearing it more and more from people, but every time I hear that, that makes me feel really good. I just love that prayer. It's so simple, and it's so powerful, and it really sums up what the Lord's looking for, because that's an act of faith by saying those words, Jesus, I trust in you.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that we're not in control is one of the lessons that we can take away from the Gospels and some of those scary moments for the disciples. Can you talk about how to deal with not being in control, how to accept God's divine providence, knowing that, you know, things happen either because of his direct will or his permitting will, and we just have to have that perspective?
Oh, John, can I just be honest with you? I like to be in control, and it just kills me when I'm not in control. It's just hard for me because I'm a control freak. I think that when these things happen, as an example, my wife and I were going to Daily Mass the other day. We got in the car, we were running late, and one of the lights comes on the dashboard saying that our one of our rear lights isn't working. And I'm thinking, oh, man, now we got to switch the cars. We have to. It's going to mess up my whole schedule. Even something like that, as simple as that, was enough to rattle me because I wasn't in control. I think the best thing to do is, and we're going to have situations every day, many times each day, which give us the opportunity to say, all right, Lord, I give this to you, or Jesus, I trust in you. It could be as simple as being stuck in traffic. It could be bad weather. It could be any number of things. It could be serious illness. Jesus, I give this over to you. I surrender to you. You're in control. I'm not. I'm okay with that. And, you know, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. It's getting a little easier for me, but it goes against my nature, that nature to be in control. But after all, John, how can you be a disciple or a follower of Jesus if you want to be leading him? It just doesn't work. So it's a gradual process. I'm trying to learn the lesson. He's helping me. And you know what I find? It works out a lot better when I yield control to him.
We continue to pray, Jesus, I trust in you. For much more on following the Lord, go to followingthetruth.com. Gary, it's as always, it's been a joy to be with you here on the show. Many blessings to you this Easter season.
Thank you so much, John. It always lifts me up when I get to be on with you. God bless you, brother.
God bless you too, brother. Gary Zimek, longtime Morning Air regular contributor and the best-selling author of Let Go of Your Fear, Choosing to Trust Jesus in Life's Stormy Times. We need to take a short break when Morning Air continues. Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky will join us to talk about his new book, The Memorari Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and the world. Stay with us. There's much more to come as Morning Air continues. News after this.
But when will the Catholic Church get with the times, some people say?
Cale Clark.
Well, the Catholic Church isn't concerned about getting with the times, as Peter Kreeft has said so well. The Church doesn't read the times. She reads the eternities. She's concerned about the end times and your eternal soul. She is only concerned with saving your soul and mine. She has no authority to change the teachings of her Lord and Master Jesus Christ. Now, other Christian communities think they have the authority to change those teachings of Jesus. And the irony is that people are always complaining the Catholic Church is constantly trying to impose its authority over my life. The Catholic Church actually claims to have far less authority than these other groups do. The Catholic Church is the faithful spouse who will never commit spiritual contraception or divorce by imbibing the potions of our age, changing our Lord's teachings to suit the ways of the world.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media. Relevant Radio.
You know, we receive over a million prayer requests every year, thanks in part to the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line, helping us stay connected to your intentions. Learn how our sponsor can support your family with life insurance at relevantradio.com/Forester. An Illinois Life Insurance Society, not available in all states.
You're listening to Morning Air with John Morales.
Coast to coast on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Good morning, life. Good morning, sun. How are you, skies above? Gee, it's great to be alive and in love.
Thank you, Sarah. What a wonderful way to wake up first thing in the morning. Welcome back to Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday morning. Our number, if you want to be part of our conversation, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. As you know by now, here at Relevant Radio, we pray the Memorari every hour for the end of legal abortion in our nation. In fact, we've prayed a lot of Memoraris over the years to the tune of over 452 million Memoraris to end abortion. It really is a big deal, and now we're starting to see the power of the Memorari with Roe v. Wade on the verge of being overturned. Why is the Memorari prayer so powerful with our blessed Mother Mary's Interception. We are joined this morning live by Father Francis Hoffman, Father Rocky, the CEO of Relevant Radio, for much more on the Memorare. Father Rocky's a priest of Opus Dei. He was ordained by Pope St. John Paul II, and he's the author of several books, including his latest, The Memorare Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and the world. Good morning, Father Rocky. Welcome back to Morning Air. Thanks so much for joining us. It's always a joy to be with you.
Hey, John, it's great to be with you and your team today. I'm glad I can tell our audience a little bit about this brand new book, which is available for them for free, but only while supplies last. The reason I say while supplies last is we had to order the paper 6 months ago. Evidently, we used to work with four different paper mills, and two of them now only do cardboard boxes for Amazon products. And so it's a long lead time. So we've got 75,000 copies available. More than half are gone. They're flying off the shelves. And if you want a copy of it, you can get one today by going to relevantradio.com/moment. And they're for free. All you have to do is give us your name, your address, and your email address. And if you want to get one for your friends, your friends have to raise their hands too. So I'm glad I could do this. This is the second edition of this book. It's the first book I ever wrote. I wrote it about 10 years ago. A number of people would tell me I needed to write a book, because, you know, I was on air and all that. And I said, well, there is a book I think I need to write, and it's about the Memorare. And the reason I think I need to write it is out of gratitude to Our Lady, because she has worked so many favors and miracles in my own life and the lives of institutions. It would be wrong for me to keep this to myself, right? So that was the whole point of it. You know, if, you know, you receive a favor, you thank God for it. And I think also tell other people about it. So that was the whole point of writing the book. So the first edition came out 10 years ago. It was called For Immediate Assistance, Pray the Memorare.
And that was a copy right here in my hand. I still have the original.
You know, so if like something immediately you need it, you pray the Memorare. And so that's what we did. And then I updated it, given the current circumstances, with what we see going on in our country. And the reason I call this the Memorare Moment is because right now the Roe versus Wade decision, it hangs in the balance. And we've seen that five Supreme Court justices, according to this leaked document, want to overturn it. And that will not make the devil happy. And so we really need to pray like crazy. This is the moment to pray like crazy. And people wonder, well, how do you know you've got close to 500 million memoraries on the air prayed? Well, it's an estimate, but we follow it very closely. Our audience should know that we have stations in all top 10 markets. And on a monthly basis, we get marketing data from AC Nielsen and Arbitron. And they give you an estimate of how many people are listening every quarter hour, and we extrapolate that to the size of our national audience nationally, and that's the number we use. Sometimes it goes up, sometimes it goes down. It depends what's going on, but we feel relatively secure that those numbers are within a range of accuracy. And we also make the assumption that if you're listening to the radio, you will join us in that Memorare. One of the things I'm happiest about, John, is over the past 10 years, we've had more than 50 or 60 bishops and cardinals lend their voice to this prayer. Of course, all of our show hosts and some of the children of some of our staff, including your producer there, Sarah Tavoy, her children have been on. And I tell stories in this book of things that have happened, which are really true. And one of the stories I tell is about St. Mother Teresa. And I learned this back in 1996 when she passed away. The Bishop of Pittsburgh at that time, that's where I was working and living, made sure every priest had a copy of this book about Mother Teresa. It was called Mother Teresa in My Own Words. It had about 10 different chapters. One was on the Blessed Mother. I read that chapter, and that's when I discovered sort of the lights went off. Oh, wow, this prayer is really powerful. When Mother Teresa was starting in Calcutta, she had no money, she didn't know any people, and she wanted to take the sick care of the sick and the dying and those with leprosy, and she needed a building, and she was wondering, well, how am I ever going to do that? And so she decided to pray 85,000 memoraries for that intention. I don't know where she got that number. It's a big number. But after a week or so, she realized she would never be able to pray all those memoraries herself. So she taught the prayer to the people working with her, the volunteers, even the sick and dying, even people who were not Catholic or baptized. And in no time, a building was theirs. And I thought, huh, that's all you have to do. pray a gazillion memoraries and things happen. So next thing you know, I was involved with some very good Catholics in Pittsburgh who were starting a school, which today is known as Aquinas Academy. And I said, hey, let's see what Mother Teresa did. But in our case, we should pray a million memoraries because this is a real big project. And after 7 years, kids praying, students praying, parents, teachers, coaches, staff, volunteers praying that memorari, they prayed a million memoraries. And now it's like the finest Catholic school in the whole area of Pennsylvania. And I really credit it to Our Lady. And so when I came out to Chicago in 1998 and was appointed chaplain at Northridge Prep School, I realized we needed a chapel because we're just using a classroom. So I challenged the students, the teachers, to join me in praying 100,000 memoraries. In the 8th grade class of that year, and these guys are now in their mid-30s, they went after it like crazy. They'd all stand up and pray 10 memoraries every morning. So that would be, you know, 400 memoraries. And in no time, by the time we had 30,000 memoraries chalked up, and we'd mark it on a board, we had the funds to build a beautiful chapel. And then when I got involved with Relevant Radio, I knew that we needed funds. I said, look, why don't you do this? During the pledge drives, at the beginning of every hour of every pledge drive, pray a memorari so Our Lady intercede for us so that we have the needs, the recourses and resources we need. And that was 2006, November. And I'll never forget it. It's the first time I ever got a text on my phone. It said $1 million, $1 million. And when I first saw that, John, I don't know if I've told you the story. It's the first time I ever got a text. I had the old-fashioned Nextel or Nortel, a cell phone that looked like a hand grenade, right? This was before smartphones, right? So this was like, you know, anyway, the text came in. And I saw it on that kind of light green screen, old kind of computer screen, $1 million. And at first thought, the message said IMMI, I-M-M-I, which is Arabic for the Blessed Virgin Mother. And that's a very interesting correlation because it was Our Lady who moved the hearts and the minds of people to kind of open their wallets that time. So I've been doing that ever since on Relevant Radio during the pledge drives. And so I felt, excuse me, I really need to write a book about this. And this book can be yours. While supplies last, more than half of them are gone. Go to relevantradio.com/moment, and you can get it for free, or go to our website and discover for yourself how powerful this prayer is. And, John, you probably have your own stories about how powerful this prayer is.
Well, I tell you, I know firsthand, Father Rocky, of the power of this prayer. Every single pledge drive that we've ever been involved with, we've seen she's always been with us. She's never let us down. Going back to what you described, that first 2006 November pledge drive, just most recently, you can feel the intercession of the Blessed Mother every time we invoke her, every day here at Relevant Radio. And it's such a powerful prayer, Father. You know, it's so short, it's so simple. Can you kind of take us through a few of the basics that we should understand about the memorari?
I will. And first I want to say something. So you know a lot of people who are influential in the church. I know people who have a lot of resources and such. Did I lose you? Can you hear me?
I'm with you.
Okay, great. We've got such good silent studios here. And so for the last number of years, I've been telling people, even publicly, you will live to see the end of Roe versus Wade. You will live to see it. And people said, no way, Father. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. I said, you are going to learn that prayer is more powerful than politics. You're going to see that. Now, one of these guys, a very influential writer, wrote last week after this SCOTUS decision was leaked. He said, I didn't believe it. I just never thought this could possibly happen. Because some people, they just get wrapped up in the writing and prognosticating, and they rely on their money and the resources and the context, and they think they're very, very practical, and they're very, very political, and they're very astute that way, and maybe they're very accomplished in business and all that. But what they haven't really discovered yet is something essential, and that's the power of prayer. Right? One of the things that Relevant Radio really brings to the world is the power of prayer. When we pray the rosary live every night, family rosary across America, we just hear these incredible testimonies of prayers answered. And all I can chalk it up to, John, is the more people praying at the same time, the more powerful the prayers. Imagine you're at a football stadium. I don't know, your two favorite teams are playing each other. And you, John, are the only guy in the football stadium cheering. Nobody hears you. It's too big. But you got 150,000 people in that stadium cheering the same thing. People hear you. God hears you. the Blessed Mother hears you. And I'm saying to people, there's no way you can pray 500 million memoraries for an end of abortion. You don't get some response from heaven. There's just no way. I mean, they're not that asleep up there, right? They're paying attention. There's no way you can have 150,000 people praying the rosary every night, including kids, and something doesn't happen. Something's going to happen. And so that's kind of the energy behind the book. And, you know, I want to kind of tease that out there. And it begins with a real strong statement. It's probably actually stronger in Latin, because Latin comes out as memorare, which is like a warning, remember, with an exclamation mark. It's no, technically known as the vocative sense, remember. So we're addressing Our Lady kind of face-to-face, eye-to-eye, as a little child at her knees. We say, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never, and when you say that, you get her attention, that never was it known. That's a big word, never. That's an absolute never. You know, in millions of years of history, never was it known that anyone, I love that word, anyone, not just Catholics, not just people in the state of grace, not just people baptized, anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. You always get something. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand. Sinful and sorrowful, mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. So it's 53 words, take 17 seconds, and very, very powerful. And I'm a priest of Opus Dei, and we have a custom in Opus Dei taught by our founder to pray a memorare every day for the person in Opus Dei who needs it the most. And one of my favorite stories is about a guy who's in Argentina, and he was a pilot in the Air Force, and there's a war between England and Argentina back in the early 80s about these islands in the South Atlantic known as the Falkland Islands or Las Malvinas. Anyway, the guy got shot out of the sky. He ejected from his jet. He landed in the ocean in the South Atlantic. The water was freezing cold. He thought to himself, I'm a goner. I'm a goner. But in the distance, he saw the shore of an island a couple of miles away. But he thinking, I'm a goner. I'm a goner. But then he realized, hey, wait a second. We've got this custom Opus Dei praying a memorare for the person who needs it the most. So he looked up to heaven and said, Jesus, I have to be the one who needs it the most. Send all those memorares my way. Anyway, we wouldn't know that story if he hadn't survived, and he wouldn't have survived if he hadn't had that grace, because physically and any other way, there's no way to explain it. It was a miracle. So, folks, if you need a miracle, please get this book today. Read it, The Memorare Moment. It's free for you at relevantradio.com/moment or on the app.
Well, Father Rock, I can tell you the book is powerful. I love your stories from when you were a youngster with your family, with your dad. Maybe you can share after we come back after a short break.
Sure.
A little bit about that story. We're talking to Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky on the Memorare and his new book. Actually, it's a new edition of his book, The Memorare Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and the world. We're taking your call for Father Rocky, 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short break. We continue with Father Rocky. Stay with us. There's much more on the other side.
From Maui to Maine, you're listening to Morning Air with John Morales.
Triple 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We're taking your calls for Relevant Radio CEO Father Rocky. We're talking about the Memorare Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and the world. Father Rocky, welcome back.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, John. You know something I discovered yesterday? It's pretty amazing. I had a sense, but I wasn't quite sure. We've moved about 40,000 copies of this book, The Memorare Moment, in the last week or so. Do you know, to get on the New York Times bestseller list, all you have to do is move about 5,000 to 10,000 copies in a week? So this would put us like right at the top of the New York Times bestseller. Now, these aren't for sale, right? The ones on the New York Times are best for sale. But that's a sense of how much people want this. But I really want to let people know they're not going to last forever. We're going to print 75,000 copies. There is a pay, that The reason we're not printing more is there's a paper shortage. It took us 6 months to get the paper, all right? And they're flying off the shelves. You can get it today at relevantradio.com/moment. We've got about a third of them left. So if you want it, it's got a beautiful cover too. Go to our website and you will see it. Just to get the cover is great. And we're going to include a free prayer card with that beautiful image of Our Lady there. And you'll learn all about it. One of my favorite stories that I tell now, I don't know if it's in the book though, but it's about the memorial. It was a number of years ago. We were in New York City. And Tom Vorpal and myself, he was the chairman of the board at that time. This is right about the time of the merger with Immaculate Heart on the West Coast. And we're trying to get back to Chicago. We had a flight leaving LaGuardia at 5:30 in the afternoon. 5:30 p.m. came and went. And then an announcement came on, people going to Chicago, your flight has been delayed a half hour. A half hour later, they came on the speaker and said, bad news, Chicagoans. The flight you're taking, the plane you're taking back to Chicago hasn't left Chicago left yet. Oh, my goodness. We're never going to get home. And you could hear everybody groan and sigh. And then Tom looked at me and I looked at him and said, you know what? We didn't pray Memorare. So we prayed a Memorare. We invoked Our Lady of the Skyways and said, amen. And about 10 seconds later, a voice came on the speaker and said, ladies and gentlemen, this is unbelievable, but we found an extra plane in the hangar, and we will be boarding the flight to Chicago in 10 minutes. That's unbelievable. And I wrote that down. I write these things down so I remember. And I just want to share this with our audience. And wouldn't it be a great thing if everybody out there who has a family, in your family, you pray the Memorare every day for the person in your family who needs it the most. Folks, I'm telling you, the Blessed Mother is right next to Jesus in heaven. She's the Queen of Angels and Saints. And you get her attention when you say, remember. It's a very, very powerful prayer. And I want you to read all about it in my new book called The Memorare Moment, which can be yours for free. And people say, how do you do it for free? Well, we take a risk. We kind of live by faith. You know, it's like, how did Peter walk on water? Well, the reason we do it is because Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. And so we don't even charge you for the shipping and mailing. And what happens is people out of their generosity say, well, they need something to do this. And so they generously, you know, pitch in and help out that way. And somehow it works. But if we just sold it, you know, there'd be far fewer books that are going out there. What's much more important is that everybody get a copy of it. So you can get it by going to relevantradio.com/pray or go on our website. If you don't have access to the internet, just give us a call at 877-291-0123.
Well, Father Rocky, something that is in the book is you have a whole chapter called The Faith of a Father. I love the story with your dad. Can you briefly tell us that story?
Sure. Whenever we'd go on vacations, which would be once a year, we'd get in the old Dodge station wagon, you know, the luggage rack on top, and five doors, two on each side, one in the back, which is, you know, like the gate. And I'd climb in there too. And as he's backing out of the driveway, he'd pray the Memorare, lead us in the Memorare, which to me was, you know, this is a unique prayer. You know, it wasn't like the Hail Mary, Glory Be, or Our Father, or Grace Before Meals. We'd only say like once a year. I said, oh, this must be a pretty special occasion. And then we'd respond to it. And then he would say, Our Lady of the Highways. And we'd say, pray for us. And off we'd go. And we always kind of grinned because our dad was a jokester. And we thought he probably just made up that name, Our Lady of the Highways. But I discovered there's actually a title, Our Lady of the Highways. And in 1954, which was the International Year of Our Lady, all over this country, people put up statues of Our Lady along expressways for safe driving, known as Our Lady of the Highways. And one of those statues is a beautiful marble statue down in St. John, Indiana, along Route 41. I discovered it back in the summer of 1980. And that's just about a half hour, 45 minutes south of downtown Chicago. And this Sunday, right where that white marble statue was placed, they are going to inaugurate a brand new shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe. It's called the Plaza of Guadalupe at the Shrine of Christ's Passion. John, it's magnificent. And I followed it every step of the way. Actually, I took the builders of it down to Mexico 4 years ago to visit Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. We stayed there for 3 days because here at the Shrine of Christ's Passion, I told the builders and owners of it, Frank Schilling and his staff, I said, this is great, but you need a Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe here, and then everybody will be coming. So this Sunday at 1 p.m. Central Time, if you're in the Chicago area, and folks from L.A. and San Francisco, it's just a direct flight to O'Hare Airport. Bishop McClory, the Bishop of Gary, is going to bless the plaza, bless the statue. I'll be there. The local pastor, Father Sammy Mileta, will be there. And you can light a candle in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And you just have to see it. It really is, as they would say in Spanish, una maravilla. It's marvelous. And I hope to see people there if you're there. So it's this Sunday, 1 p.m., the inauguration and blessing of the Plaza of Our Lady Guadalupe. You'll be able to see the custom designed and made beautiful, larger-than-life statue of Our Lady of Guadalupe, St. Juan Diego, and the prayer chapel and all of the rest. So how about that, John?
Sounds fantastic. I haven't seen it in person yet. I have been to the shrine. It is absolutely tremendous. So this is something to really look forward to. I love the image of Our Lady on the hill of Tepeyac, and it'll be an opportunity to pray yet many more memoraries through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe.
I think so. So this Sunday, May 22nd, at 1 p.m. at the Shrine of Christ's Passion, there will be the inauguration and blessing of the new Plaza of Guadalupe. And I'm happy at Relevant Radio we can promote devotion to Our Lady. Then every night at 7 p.m. Central Time, you can join us for the Family Rosary Across America. It's the happiest half hour of your day, guaranteed. You can do it at Relevant Radio, on relevantradio.com, on our app, or on our Facebook pages and YouTube links and all the rest. So that's it, John.
Well, Father Rocky, you put a smile on my face every time you're with us. Thanks again. To get a free copy of the Memorari Moment, the 30-second prayer that will change your life and your world, go to relevantradio.com. Thanks so much, Father Rocky.
Thank you, John.
Father Francis Hoffman, the CEO of Relevant Radio. And now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
Our story today is called The Power of One. As a blogger, Stacy Philpott spends a good amount of time online, so she decided to take a little break from Facebook. But then a friend sent her an urgent text about a post Stacy wouldn't want to miss. The post showed a boy standing alone at the flagpole praying as part of the See You at the Pole Day festivities. This yearly event encourages students at schools everywhere to gather on their school's flagpole and pray for their school, friends, families, churches, and communities. Usually the event draws a crowd, but at Mineola High School in 2017, only one young man turned up. The brave boy stood all alone, praying by himself. A passerby was so touched, they snapped a photo and posted it to Facebook, saying, "I commend the young man that stood alone at Lake Mineola High School's See You at the Pole Day. I welled up with tears, happy tears, proud tears. I honestly didn't know that it was today till after I had left and heard it on the radio. Please take a moment today and pray for our children, school teachers, and administrators. Pray for protection over them, guidance, wisdom, and a wonderfully blessed year." Comments poured in, praising this young man for his courage and his parents for instilling such good values. Even folks who profess no faith commended this boy for standing up for his. At first, Stacy couldn't understand why her friend insisted that she break her Facebook hiatus for this picture of a boy standing alone at the flagpole. Then she realized she recognized the boy everyone was talking about. That was her son, the little boy who had rocked to sleep and blew airplane pajamas when he was sick, the toddler who loved Elmo and couldn't go to sleep without holding his VeggieTales characters in his hands, had captured the attention of our community by standing alone, by doing everything we'd ever taught him, everything we'd ever hoped he would do. "I was completely undone," said his mom. Stacy immediately texted her son Hayden and told him how proud she was of him. But what he revealed when he got home was even more incredible. Hayden was just as surprised as all about the attention as his mom. He originally had thought that he'd just pray till someone else came along, but when no one did, he asked God to use him. He told me with sheer amazement in his voice that as he stood alone and prayed, the cry of his heart had been, "God, as people drive by, let them wonder and let their hearts be pricked." And boy, did God answer that prayer. There are people out there that don't understand why we pray. They see it as wasted effort, but Hayden proved just how powerful prayer truly is. And his proud mom says her son's story is a big reminder for us all.
Whatever it is in your life, if you feel like you're standing alone, God sees, He knows, and He can do big things. Joshua 1:9, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
Another powerful story corner. Thanks so much, Glenn. Let's continue to pray for peace in Ukraine with Russia and pray for an end to abortion in our country. Pray with Father Rocky, the Family Rosary Across America, 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. That'll do it for this edition of Morning Air. For Glenn Leverance, for producers Gabby Burke, Sarah Tafoya, the whole team, I'm John Morales. Thanks so much for joining us. As Pope St. John Paul II famously said, "Do not be afraid, open wide the doors to Christ." The Patrick Madrid Show is straight ahead.